Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
And another thing, when it comes to like your personal appearance, because I see this a lot. How many times? Leave a comment below. Honestly, not that I endorse any type of, you know, alcoholism or heavy drinking or anything like that. But if we had to take a shot for every time we were on social media, like TikTok, for example, and you saw a creator who was making a video about something and they immediately start off the video by saying, oh, please ignore how ugly I look right now. Or please ignore my hair right now. Or please ignore this flaw about me. We would all die from alcohol poisoning. We literally, like, our livers would not have a chance because there are so many people who make content and the first thing they do in the videos is point out the thing that they are most insecure about at that point in time. You have to stop doing that. That affects your confidence. And the thing is, most people never even notice it. Like most of the time, not even most of the time, every single time for me personally, every single time I've seen those videos, when these people say, oh, please ignore, I don't know, the fact that my nails aren't done. I wasn't even looking at your nails. I would have never noticed your nails if you didn't say anything about it. I would have never noticed that your hair wasn't, I don't know, perfectly straightened or curled or anything like that because I don't know you. This is the first time I'm seeing you. I don't know what you look like normally. I don't know what you look like at your best or your worst, etc. I am just here, you know, consuming whatever content you put out. But the first thing you direct my attention to is the thing you are most insecure about. That affects your confidence. That affects how you show up. Because some people do that in real life too. It's like you show up and it's like, oh my God, guys, please ignore this stain on my outfit or please ignore my hair right now. I have an appointment tomorrow or next week. Nobody was paying attention to that. Nobody was paying attention to that. Oh, please ignore this pimple that I have. Who hasn't gotten a pimple in their life? We all know how it feels to get a pimple and, you know, you don't like it. It's an awkward place. It stands out. We know it's like, you know, something that makes you slightly insecure or less confident. You don't have to point it out. And here's the thing. I used to be guilty of this. So let me just tell you what I realized. I used to be guilty of this. And I, for me personally, it might not be your case. But for me personally, I realized that I felt like if I pointed out my flaws first, then I would beat everybody else to it and I would feel better about the situation because I would be in control of the narrative. Because it's like, if I point out what I'm insecure about first, then, you know, it just made me feel like I was more in control of the situation. But I was still very much insecure about whatever it was, or that thing still affected my confidence. I just thought that I would be more in control of the narrative and I would beat people to the punch in making a joke about it. And that would make me feel slightly better. But then when I realized, like, the effect that was having on my confidence. And also another thing that made me realize it was an issue was me seeing it constantly from other creators and other people online. I didn't notice how bad that was or how much of a bad taste it left in your mouth until I constantly saw it over and over when I would see people speak negatively of themselves. And I realized that I was never paying attention to those things. So then I started an experiment, and that's like your homework. That's one of the things I would recommend. I want you to try not pointing out your flaws first, right? Whether it's if you're the type of person, if you are a content creator, you make content online, or if you post a picture, or if you're meeting people in person, whatever the situation may be, I want you to try a little experiment, right? Especially if you do this a lot, I want you to try 1 week straight or 30 days, depending on how frequent you do it. But I want you to just try not pointing out the things that you are most insecure about. Because what you will realize is that nobody noticed it. And then when you don't acknowledge it, you don't have that like weight hanging over your shoulder. You don't have that thing in the back of your mind making you feel less confident. When you realize that nobody is paying attention to you that much, or nobody even noticed, you'll forget about it and you will feel more confident. I'm telling you, it works. Like, literally, this has changed. This has given me an extreme confidence boost, because I realized the things that I might think are imperfect or the things I might be insecure about, people don't even care. They don't even care. But if I constantly bring attention to it, it's going to affect my confidence and it's going to affect how I show up. Okay, so you have to stop doing that. Stop making these self-deprecating jokes. Stop being your biggest op. Like, you have to understand, especially if you create content online, or if you're one of those people who are interested in creating content, or even just posting on social media, let me tell you something. In any situation in life, you'll realize that everybody is not going to be on your side. Everybody is not going to see things your way. Some people are going to disagree. Some people are not going to be for you, okay? Regardless of who you are, how much of a people pleaser you are, you can never truly please anybody. Some people will just not be for you, right? So my thing is, if by default there are some people who are not going to be on your side, why are you being one of them? Why are you being one of them? Why are you? You have to spend every day with yourself. You wake up as yourself, you take a shower, you brush your teeth, you do everything as yourself, and you're telling me, before anybody says anything negative to you, you say it to yourself. You are your biggest op, literally. Like, the first negative comments of the day that you get is from you. Or the most negative comments or the most negativity you get throughout the day is from you. How do you think that's going to affect your self-confidence? Because nobody cares about you that much. And I don't mean it like you're insignificant, or you're not that important, or you're not loved, blah, blah, blah. What I mean is, everybody is just as self-conscious as you. Everybody's thinking about themselves, so much so that they don't have time to think about anybody else, okay? They don't have time to think about you and nitpick all of your little flaws in the way that you do it. So that's why I gave you that assignment. Once you stop pointing out your flaws first, you'll realize that, number one, nobody noticed, and number two, you will feel a lot more confident, okay? Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.